In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of seven men who are called seven holy founders of the Servite order. And these seven saints were all young men who lived in Florence, Italy, in the 13th century. They had first joined a confraternity in honor of the Blessed Virgin because they were so much devoted to her. But on one day, while they were all deep in prayer, Blessed Mother herself appeared to them and inspired them to leave the world and to live alone with God, that is, to become a hermit and serve God in solitude. And after several years of living just by themselves, they went to their bishop and asked that they could establish a new congregation with the specific rules. And the bishop told them that the matter was important and needed lots of prayer. So these seven men went back and asked Our Lady to let them know what they should do. And again, Our Lady appeared to them, and she was carrying a black habit, and on her side was an angel bearing a scroll with the words, "Servants of Mary." And in this vision, the Blessed Mother herself announced to these young men that she had chosen them to be her servants and to wear this black habit that she presented. So these seven wonderful men helped each other to love and serve God better and established a new congregation known as Servants of Mary. Dear children, the example of hermits, those who serve God in solitude, should encourage us to make our good use of our own simple ways of giving honor to God and serve Our Lady well. These little means are not nearly as difficult to reach than follow a strict rule in solitude. I'll tell you a little story about a saint named Saint Gregory, who was a bishop who lived in the 6th century, and he had first been a priest for years, but then he received an apparition from an angel and said that he should go to Holy Land and spend good time with some of the hermit monks there. So Saint Gregory traveled, which was a big travel at that time, all the way to Palestine, and found much to admire in the lifestyles of the hermits. And during one time, he noticed that some monks were spending time in ecstasy, others were crying for their sins, some performed severe penances, and all of the hermits seemed to be angels rather than men. So the bishop, examined his conscience and blamed himself a lot that he lacked much of the humility with when comparing himself to those holy men. The abbot of the place noticed that he was troubled, and thinking that the bishop was sorrowing on account of the distance which parted him from his friends and home country, said to him, "Have patience, my son, and trust in God. You will soon be back to your native land." But the saint replied, "Father, this is not the cause of the grief which you notice. The presence of God alone would suffice to make me happy in every place, to banish all sadness from my heart, and to fill me with unspeakable joy. But one thing only grieves me, that I find myself so much below these holy religious in perfection." Dear children, even though at least not most of us are not called to serve God in holy solitude as a hermit, in every single saint of God's church there is some lesson to us to learn and things what we can admire in them. Even if we don't imitate these holy hermits, the alone servant, the lonely servants of Mary, their example shows how dedicating our lives to the service of Blessed Virgin enables us to do very big and great things. Our Lady's treasury is never empty, and if she affords such a big things to these holy saints and hermits, she has a lot to spare for us as well. Let us often remember the saints and ask their intercession, because they have received so much from the treasury of Our Lady, and since they are already in heaven, they have compassion for us who still strive to get there, and they can produce and give us so many of these treasures of God, as you remember, are nothing but a pure gift from your Almighty Father. When you think as the graces of God, as the never-ending treasury, you gain lots of courage to serve God very well on this world, to have recourse to His saints, especially our Blessed Virgin Mary, and you can spend your whole life happily and joyfully serving God, if not in great and big and marvelous things, at least as well as you can do in little things, and doing your duty, showing humility and joyfulness in every step and day of your lives. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.